the white male leadership of America is out to lunch, and because the white males in America are quaking on the golf courses, not realizing the danger they are in. There's another story that's very important to show you the twisting of justice in America, the lack of justice in America, and the viciousness of prosecutors in America, and how the cards are stacked against white males in America. And that is the case in North Carolina, where a Durham dirtbag made false accusations against members of a lacrosse team. DNA evidence was collected, is proven to show that there is no reference to any rape. The DA in charge of the Duke University fake rape investigation said that he does not need DNA to bring charges and vowed, quote, this case is not going away. All I can say is I hope that DA Mike Nifong goes away real fast, because he spoke one day after defense attorneys said DNA testing failed to connect any of Duke's lacrosse players to the alleged attack on a black stripper who lied when she said she was raped at a party. We have here now the voice of a so-called student body president. Listen carefully.
Students at NCCU, alongside with students from Duke, know that it is time to come together to ensure that justice is served. No longer will sexual assault against women, sexual injustice, or the timeless of due process be issues that render the legal outcome of current.
Now, wait a minute. Hold on. This idiot can't even read a three-syllable word. But I think what this moron, this sub-moron, just said is that due process should have no bearing upon the outcome of the case because they're guilty, because she wants them to be guilty. Go ahead, continue.
This entire ordeal has been played out in the media, from evidential findings to the character of the parties involved.
But hold it. She said because of the character of the parties involved, they're guilty? Did you hear what this thing just said? This thing just said that the character has convicted them. This is the same person that if one of her brethren were brought into a courtroom who had previously conducted crimes, these previous crimes would not be permitted to be issued as evidence because it would be discriminatory or prejudicial. But she said she knows that they're guilty because of their character. Are you listening to what these people are saying about these boys down there? Listen, go ahead.
Things that the media has not turned its attention to is the commonality of incidents such as this on campuses worldwide, in our communities, in our nation.
Hold on. Campuses worldwide are now going to influence the outcome of this case. This is the radical feminist lesbian agenda being acted out on our campuses in a witch hunt manner against these white boys, very much like the socialist communist agenda being acted out on the American stage by the extras called the illegal aliens. I hope you understand what's going on in your country. And the reason it's happening is because George Bush is such a weak leader, and because the Republicans have ceased to exist as a party, that there is a power vacuum into which jump these opportunistic infections. So it seems to me that there's a certain group of immigrants that's not very happy, and they're all Hispanic. I don't see any other racial group out there in the streets, do you? Now, that's very interesting. I'm not allowed to raise the issue or the specter of brown supremacists behind these protests. Don't tell me this is all about compassion for immigrants, because it is not at all only about compassion for immigrants. They are trying to provoke the takeover of the United States of America, and what they're using is the ploy of compassion for immigrants, who all come here to work. I don't go for that rubbish. This DA needs to be thrown out of that city. He is worse than the Ku Klux Klan. He is a modern version of the Ku Klux Klan, which is the liberal Klux Klan. The LKK is far worse than the KKK. The liberal Klux Klan is far more dangerous to your survival than the Ku Klux Klan, because there are more members of the LKK than there are of the KKK. The LKK is behind the illegal aliens in the streets. The LKK is behind the degeneracy on our television sets. The LKK is behind the prognostication of defeat for the United States of America. They have an agenda, ladies and gentlemen. It is time to throw out the DA and accept that there is no D. Now, in America, you're supposed to be innocent until you're proven guilty. They take 20 boys. They take their DNA because a dirty, verminous black stripper says she was raped and beaten. They do the DNA. None of their DNA is found on this woman.